What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. This week, we're going to be talking about the science of a breakthrough. How do you create one? What is a breakthrough? And really how to begin having more breakthroughs in your life more regularly, because you'll be understanding the science of what a breakthrough comprises of. All right. So we're going to dive into that in just a moment. Before we get there, I really want to take a moment here and just say thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. Whether you've been here for a couple hundred episodes, whether you just joined us in the past few weeks or months, I really want to say thank you with a heavy heart. I want to share some news with you that this is actually going to be our last 10 episodes that we're going to be doing on the podcast. We're going to go to 400 episodes, and then we're going to be, at least for the moment, stopping the podcast. It may be something that we bring back later. It may not. But just given the way that life is, this is something that once we get to 400 episodes, we're going to be putting the brakes on. And so I really, really want to say thank you so much again, whether you've joined us for one of those episodes or 389 of those episodes so far. It has been an absolute joy to be on this journey with you over the last 4.5 years we've been doing this show. It's been a lot of lessons, a lot of learnings. Episode 400, we will dive into all of the sort of nostalgia and all the lessons learned from that. So you can look for that in episode 400. But I just wanted to let you know that, again, this will be our last 10 episodes on the show for now. And from my heart to yours, truly, truly a immense amount of gratitude for taking parts of your life and hanging out with me for those parts of your life. So thank you so much. And without further ado, let's dive into this week's episode. All right. So we're going to be talking about, again, the science of a breakthrough. And, you know, oftentimes when we look at a breakthrough, we really first and foremost want to ask ourselves, what is a breakthrough? And really what the definition of what I like to call breakthrough is the moment something impossible becomes possible and you can start taking action on that thing, right? So for example, maybe think of a moment in your life where, you know, you felt stuck, or maybe now you even feel stuck, right? But really what a breakthrough does is when you feel stuck, or you feel like you're hitting a wall, or you feel like, you know, you're just, you don't know how to get to the next level, right? Really what you need is a breakthrough, right? Something that is going to allow you to look at the world differently, take different actions, operate with a different being, and that's ultimately going to allow you to get different results, right? One of the biggest things that I always love to share and love to try and live is, it's like, if you want more, you have to be more, right? And really what a breakthrough does is it kind of helps you realize how you can be more. And so, again, the definition we like to use of a breakthrough is when the impossible becomes possible and you can start taking action steps towards your new reality. Now, as we look at a breakthrough today and the science of a breakthrough, we want to break it down into 3 steps. And what we're really going to do is we're going to break down a breakthrough that you've had in your life, and then we're going to use that to figure out, well, one, how do you have breakthroughs? And then how can we begin to use that formula over and over to continue to have more breakthroughs in your life, right? It's actually a pretty simple formula when we look at it, because you've already done it. So we just need to sort of pick apart and unpack what happened when you had that breakthrough. So the first thing that I want you to begin to ask yourself right now is, what was a breakthrough that you had once in your life? And this could be a professional breakthrough, this could be a personal breakthrough, but what was some moment in your life where you remember that you just felt stuck, you felt like you couldn't get to that sort of desired outcome that you wanted, it felt like there was maybe, you know, an invisible ceiling above you, or like you're running into a wall, and something happened, and at some point, you broke through. You said, not another day, I'm not doing this another moment. I'm making this happen, right? So for you, just ask yourself real briefly, what was a breakthrough that you had in your life? Now, to share a breakthrough that I had in my life, right, to maybe give you an example as well, and this is one you maybe heard on the podcast before, but the big breakthrough that I really looked at when I kind of dive in this exercise was my breakthrough was being afraid to public speak, right? It was something that I feared. The first few opportunities I got to do it, I would kind of push my friends and say, hey, you go speak, I'll stay here. This isn't like what I do. This isn't my thing. And for me, if I wanted to get to the next sort of level, if you will, in my life and in the business that I was in, I had to learn to start public speaking, right? And not only did I have to learn, and I actually had to get good at it if I really wanted to succeed. But again, this was sort of the battle that I faced. I needed to do it, but man, it was my biggest fear. So that was my breakthrough. And again, ask yourself, what was your breakthrough? Now, the second thing we want to ask is what ultimately triggered your breakthrough? So when you think back to maybe it was something in your health that happened, maybe it was something in a relationship, maybe it was something professionally, or maybe it was something in your career, but ask yourself, what was the moment, if you can go back in your life, that triggered something to say, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not staying here. I am breaking through. What was that moment for you? And to share my moment with you on what really triggered me to break through this fear of public speaking is when I eventually went home to, you know, be home for summer. I had, as part of the business that I was building, another person I knew that was in my hometown. I was in the network marketing business, and I knew that if I went home and I didn't get over my fear of public speaking, that ultimately one day other people would come to me because they'd learned about this business through that other person in my town. And I knew that eventually one day they'd come back to me and go, hey, we learned about this business. Is it something you want to check out? And I had such a big fear of someone coming back to me about this business later and being like, holy shit, I knew about this early and I didn't do anything with it because I was afraid. And so really what caused me to have that breakthrough in that moment is I actually had a fear that showed up in my life that was bigger than my fear of public speaking, right? The fear of missing out on the opportunity, the fear of realizing that I had an amazing opportunity that I let slip through my hands. And when that bigger fear took over, all of a sudden the fear of public speaking was like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm going to find a way to do this because there's a bigger fear out here, right? And that's what made me break through. All right. So ask yourself, when you went through this whole situation, this breakthrough, what triggered that in your life? And then the third thing that we want to begin to ask ourselves is, one, what made it possible? And then two, what is life like today as a result? Right. So again, what made it possible to break through? And two, sort of part 3B, is what is life like today on the other side, right, as a result? And so for me, again, what made the breakthrough happen, right, what made it possible was having this bigger fear that showed up that made me get over the fear of public speaking. And what is life like as a result today? Well, now I speak for a living, right? So what you want to ask yourself is what made your breakthrough possible and what's life like as your reality today because of it. Now, as you go throughout this, maybe pause the audio here, take some time to think about it. You can journal on this later if you want, or again, you just listen to the podcast. But one thing that you also want to start to notice is if you start talking to other people about breakthroughs and when they had a breakthrough, and maybe ask them the same thing. When did you have a breakthrough? What triggered your breakthrough? What made it possible? What's life like today because of that breakthrough? And if you start to talk to enough people about this, maybe you have some colleagues, some friends, a partner in your life, what you ultimately begin to notice is there's really two things that trigger a breakthrough, ultimately. And it's one, pleasure and a desire for pleasure, or two, it's that someone hits a threshold of pain. And more often than not, really what causes breakthroughs a lot of the time is pain. Right, that you go through something where, you know, maybe it's that you're overweight and one day you look in the mirror and you just go, man, like, not another day. Like, this is not what I want for my life. And it becomes so painful that you say, I'm not doing this anymore. And you break through. So what you want to understand is, if there's a way to create more breakthroughs, one thing you can do is learn to leverage pain, right? Again, sort of in my own situation, I had one fear, right? Which was the fear of speaking, right? The fear was, man, the pain that came from that is if I speak and it sucks and everybody judges me and I look stupid and I stumble on my words, then this is going to be extraordinarily painful, right? Emotionally painful. And then the other pain that eventually showed up was, well, the pain of regret. And for me, the pain of regret was larger than the pain of judgment, messing up. So what is something pain-wise that you can leverage to maybe create a breakthrough, right? So that's one way we want to look at the blueprint. Now, what you want to start to ask yourself now, sort of a second part of the science of breakthroughs, is ask yourself right now, what is an area of your life that you want to break through in, right? Where's an area of your life that you feel stuck, that you want to break through? And then once you have an area of life that you currently want to break through, what you want to do is look back at the example we just went through in your own life and apply that same formula to break through what you're currently trying to break through, right? For some of you, it could have been that you felt stuck, and what triggered it is you realized that so much more was possible for your life. And maybe it was that you had this pleasure. You realized, man, I can actually do so much more in my life, and that caused you to break through. Some of you, maybe it was pain. You go, man, this is too much. I'm never going to do this again. But understand what works for you in the past when you've broken through. And then once you know what's worked for you in the past, all you need to do is take that same formula and apply it to the place where you currently want to break through. And if you do that, you're going to be able to create breakthroughs in your life much more quickly, right? Much more effectively, because now you know how to do it. All right. So that's going to be the short but sweet science of a breakthrough. And I hope you take this information, and more importantly, I hope you apply it to an area of your life. Like, really ask yourself, what's one area you want to have a breakthrough, and apply this formula today, right? If it's that you had a bigger fear that showed up that caused you to break through, what's a bigger fear? Is it that you all of a sudden had a bigger vision? Well, then what could you do to start creating a bigger vision, right? Use the past to create the future. And if you take this stuff and you apply it to the place you want to have a breakthrough, I promise you, some things are going to start to change in your life. So again, my friend, thank you as always for being here with us on this show. I hope you have a wonderful, outstanding, incredible rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.